The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? PetersofKensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley. This is trouble. Dengue fever in Miami.
Yeah, it can be real trouble. Now, this makes three confirmed cases. They're not imported from other countries either. They caught them with local mosquitoes. That's not good, because it probably means more local mosquitoes are carrying the dengue fever virus. Florida health officials have called the mosquito the most dangerous hunter in the world, because the insect can carry so many different debilitating, often deadly diseases. The fear is very real there in Miami, because while infected mosquitoes may make it to the U.S. shores in a variety of ways, they don't usually get a strong foothold in the local mosquito populations. So if dengue fever were to begin to spread, it can be awfully hard to stop.
That's definitely, definitely. Yeah. Mosquitoes, they're shockers. Now, what's this story? The first crime in space.
Yeah, you know, it's only a matter of time, right? An American astronaut, Anne McLean, is accused of using NASA computers to access her estranged wife, Summer Warden's, bank account. Warden is a former Air Force intelligence officer. McLean allegedly did it from space while at the International Space Station. She does not deny accessing the bank account, and in fact, officials say Warden's money was not touched, but claims she was just checking up on her wife's banking activities. So she denies any identity theft. The allegation is, though, it's all part of a messy divorce and a fight for custody of the child that Warden bore more than a year before McLean went to the space station. NASA's looking into it. It's only an interesting story, really, because it's a first for Americans living and working in space. A crime has been alleged.
How long has she been in space?
Oh, a couple of weeks. Not long. She'll be up there a lot longer, you know, and when she gets back down, depending on how things go, you know, she may wish she was still in space.
Yes, Harley, good on you. And tell us about the magic mushrooms.
Shrooms for everyone, man. Dr. Timothy Leary knew, so did a lot of children of the 60s. Psychedelics, the way to go. They're not habit-forming like opioids. They can really change your mind, you know, for the better. I mean, as one guy said, dude, you can go to the other side. See yourself as a speck of energy that you are in the universe. And see more clearly how the world really works, man.
Man, get some mushrooms into you, man. All right, Harley. See you tomorrow.